The parsha opens with the words "Vayehi b'yom hashmini," and it was on the eighth day. Eighth day of what? The eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, which really was the first day the Mishkan was going to stand. The Gemara Megillah tells us that the words "Vayehi b'yom" always mean negative, stressful, a bad situation. What could be bad? The Mishkan's being built. The Gemara explains in Daf Megillah that this means that Nadav Aviu were going to pass away on this day. That was a traumatic event for Klal Yisrael. So the words of the parsha that open, "Vayehi b'yom hashmini," "Vayehi b'yom," is a negative event of hinting to the fact of the death of Nadav Aviu. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh offers his own interpretation as well, that not only was it a national calamity, but "Vayehi b'yom hashmini" is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, at one point in time, was supposed to be given the kahuna. And in Parsha Shmos, he loses the kahuna. But yet at the same time, the last 7 days, which were the first 7 days of the inauguration, he served as a Kohen Gadol. But here, Vayehi b'yom hashmini, it became the eighth day, and now he was going to hand over the kahuna for generations, eternity, to the descendants of his brother Aaron HaKohen. So Vayehi b'yom represents, potentially, the calamity that Moshe Rabbeinu was feeling, that he now realized that even though for the first 7 days of the inauguration he had a chance and he served as an acting Kohen Gadol, and to add on in parentheses, parathetically speaking, Moshe Rabbeinu kept the title of Kohen Gadol throughout the rest of his life, but in reality, he lost it now for future generations. His children did not inherit the Kohen Gadol, and therefore, Vayibayim has a negative connotation, so says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Shevet Miyehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Greenwald, who does not quote the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, adds on another detail, and the two together come out a beautiful story. We know, in Judaism, there are no synonyms. There are multiple ways that the Torah could have used one way of a person communicating with his fellow man. Vayadaber, vayomer, vayagid, vayasaper, vayikra. All words of communication through words from two people, from one person to another. What's the difference? They cannot be the exact same thing. The Torah did not, Lashon HaKodesh is perfect, and therefore there's no such thing as having the same words, two different words meaning the same thing. So the question becomes, what's the difference between the words? Rashi tells us in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra that the word Vayikra, Kara, means a call of love, Lashon Chiba. So the Shev Yehuda adds on his own, that the Torah here says, Vayehi b'yom hashmini, it was the eighth day, Kara Moshe la'aron u'levano v'lezikne Yisrael. Moshe communicated through the word of Kriya, means through a place of love to Aaron and his children. Even though right now, we just pointed out that in some level, this was a negative situation for Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Vayehi b'yom, but when it came to how he was going to act, Kara, he used as a call of love, because Moshe Rabbeinu understood that when it comes to doing the word of Hashem, it doesn't matter who gets the personal feelings involved. It's irrelevant. If Hashem wanted Aaron, then that's the right thing. That's what's proper for the entire universe, and therefore it's a call of love. He's told Aaron, come forward. Not only Aaron, but his children as well. And not only that, in front of the Zikna Yisrael, let the whole world see that I'm handing over the kahuna, because that's what Hashem wants. Doesn't matter that personally he was going through something. When it came to acting what Hashem wanted, he immediately acted with full love. We have to know this for ourselves as well. Anytime our situations in life seem a little disappointing, that's only on a personal level. But really, when it comes to doing the right thing for Hashem, the bigger picture, we have to do it with love.